It was the first official gathering in Wilmington City Council chambers of state and local leaders representing southeastern North Carolina. And the purpose, says State Senator Tom Goolsbee, is to unite local officials and General Assembly members across party lines to work for the benefit of New Hanover County.
If I made any critical error, I think, during my first 2 years in the Senate, it was not reaching out to the people who are in this room this morning, and that is our local officials.
Senator Goolsbee was flanked by Representatives Ted Davis Jr., Rick Catlin, and Susie Hamilton. All four talked about their broad legislative focus, including strong bipartisan support for tax reform. But party lines became apparent when all three Republicans rattled off their committee assignments. Then Senator Goolsbee asks the lone Democrat, Representative Hamilton, if she has anything to add.
My comments will be short. This has all been very enlightening to me since the Democrats in the House have not yet been given their committee assignments.
Representative Catlin jumps in to offer an explanation.
I'd be very interested to hear.
You said just a little bit.
Perhaps you can tell me what committees I'm on.
I don't know that.
Catlin says committee assignments are still tentative, and the only reason House Republicans are in the know and Democrats are in the dark is because of the Republican majority. Goolsbee says the Senate is facing similar circumstances since Democrats haven't yet held their caucus and chosen their leadership. Rachel Lewis Hilburn, WHQR News.